In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, in our first reading today, we heard St. Paul speaking the message of the faith. And notice that he doesn't begin with Jesus. Instead, he begins the way God began, with the people of Israel. How they were rescued from Egypt, how they were brought into the Promised Land, how while they were unfaithful, God was always faithful to them. And it was through them that God brought Jesus into the world. And this is why we have to be very careful whenever you hear people talk about a real hard and fast distinction between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, or between the Old Testament and the New Testament. You may have heard in the past people say, well, that's the Old Testament God. We have the New Testament God. Guess what, folks? One God. And the Old Covenant prepared the way for the New Covenant. And you cannot understand the New Testament without understanding the Old Testament. As our Lord himself said, he came not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to perfect them. And this is one of the reasons why we treat the Jewish people with particular respect, even though we, and because of that respect, I was going to say even though, but it's not even though, it's because of that respect that we pray fervently for them to open their eyes and see that Jesus is the Messiah whom they have expected for all these years and been praying for them. He already came. It is really very important that we see in the church the fulfillment of Israel, not its contradiction. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.